6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Michelle Obama has revealed she is in therapy to help navigate the next phase of her life amid persistent rumors about her marriage with Barack. The former First Lady shared insights about her personal growth and mental health during her recent appearance on Jay Shetty's On Purpose podcast. Reflecting on her decision to seek therapy, Michelle, 61, explained that she's transitioning after 8 years in the White House, stating, "I'm 60 years old, I finished a really hard thing in life with my family intact." She mentioned that this new chapter coincides with her daughters, Sasha, 23, and Malia, 26, growing up and becoming independent. Without the demands of political life or family obligations, Michelle emphasized her newfound freedom in decision-making. "I'm an empty nester. Every choice I'm making is completely mine." She expressed her desire for personal clarity and support, recognizing that she no longer needs to prioritize the needs of others. Advocating for therapy, Michelle likened her return to counseling to a tune-up, aimed at addressing old habits and guilt while considering the impact of her relationship with her mother. "I've got a new person that's getting to know me, and seeing me completely new and hearing all these emotions," she said. This isn't the first time Michelle has addressed therapy since her time in the White House. Previously, she confronted divorce speculation after opting out of two significant Washington, D.C. events, leaving Barack to attend alone. On her Emo podcast with brother Craig Robinson, she emphasized the importance of defining her life on her own terms. Michelle's choice to skip high-profile events, including former President Jimmy Carter's funeral and Donald Trump's inauguration, sparked criticism. She noted, "People couldn't believe that I was saying no for any other reason, that they had to assume my marriage was falling apart." For her, prioritizing personal choices over public expectations was a challenging yet necessary step towards self-ownership.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.